This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There are days where this job is easier than others.
Why are you looking at me?
Today's not one of them. Steve's driving me absolutely, absolutely nuts.
With my knowledge, I'm dazzling you,
it's
yes.
Just, we're trying to talk about, like, happy things. Yay. Little things that can drag you up out of
the simple pleasures.
Life's little moments where you, yeah. And so we were all talking, like, how can we affect everybody's mood today? That's kind of what we want to come in. And then we're talking amongst ourselves before we go on here about some of the things that are our life's little pleasures. And 2 seconds before we go on the air, Steve's trying to figure out if blouse is a word we say. I'm like, will you be able to focus when we start talking?
What are we talking about?
I don't know! Why are we talking about blouses?
Because we were talking about, like, pickup lines real quick, and I always kept telling you the best line a guy can do is go up to a woman in a bar and just go, I love that blouse on you. Or top, and then just walk away. Walk away, and then end it right there, and then her interest is piqued. She'll come and find you.
And we got to that point because one of life's simple pleasures is receiving a genuine compliment from someone who doesn't want anything from
you. Whereas Steve's is neither genuine
exactly.
Nor without repercussions.
What? He's like, also using... my move works.
Right.
You walk away, pretend like you don't want anything.
Right. It's perfect.
And by using an outdated word like blouse,
<I know.
laughs> those knickers look swimming on you. What the hell?
Fetching.
Fetching. There you go.
So, do we still say... What do we say? Was it
top?
A top.
Yeah.
Shirt? No, that's not a one.
But top feels like you're focusing on, I don't
that
know.
That is
top
true.
Is like,
you could do shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shirt is good.
But walk away. He is walking away.
Okay. So we genuinely want to talk about little pleasures because some of the stuff that can lift your spirits. Amber, that's really a thing. Like, if it was a woman who just walked up to you and went, you look, wow, your hair looks great. Or what would somebody say to you?
Yeah. Anything, yeah. And it feels good to do it the other way around, too. Because you're like, I probably just, like, made that person's day.
Right.
Maybe they needed that affirmation. And that's life's little pleasure right there.
Boom.
I never compliment anyone.
Well, I know.
That's bad. I should
and if you do, it's a sarcastic comment that you are like, oh, that was Slacker's way of complimenting me.
One thing I don't like is that, let's say I compliment you, Slacker, on your shirt, and you take the credit for it. It's not your, she didn't make the shirt. You're just wearing, you just chose to wear the shirt.
I still
get the credit.
He picked it out, put it on.
Okay.
He's rocking it.
Right.
If I would have said that looks great on you, then you get to take credit. But I just,
no,
if
but
I just
still,
say,
you like the
I
shirt.
Like the
it's
shirt.
Like, well, I sat on the express.com site and labored between black and gray for hours.
Okay, so you earned the right to, okay.
Yes, I did.
Right.
I take the compliment.
Okay.
All right, so let's go through some of the other things. In fact, if you guys want to chime in, what is that thing that brings you joy? I know as a parent, I'm supposed to say my kids. It's not. But I mean, but it's like that one of the things somebody wrote was like, oh, watching children playing and laughing together. Mm. It does give me pleasure.
Which part?
Is there something innocent about watching little kids play? But it's not, now my kids are too old, so I have to watch other people's kids, and then there's restraining
orders.
That's
not crazy.
You're sitting at Cherry Creek watching everybody play. Right? Anyway, okay, so if you have a simple pleasure you want to share with us, this is your time to call. In line with what Amber was saying, a stranger giving you a genuine smile is one of the things that somebody said.
Like, I disagree.
Not a compliment, just a smile.
Amber, if you have some dude gave you a...
Why does it always have to morph down? You're right.
Because it's more of a leer than a smile.
Maybe just... I can't. I'm struggling to even muster up a genuine smile right now without it looking
leery. Yes. I would think.
Yeah.
It'd be
please
creepier.
Don't ever make that face again.
Sorry. So, but that's a no. It would have to be somebody. The only way it would seem genuine is if they didn't want anything.
Right.
Right.
It appeared that it wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the tricky part.
It sexual is. In nature. Let's see some of the other things people wrote: kittens and puppies.
All right.
These are too obvious.
You know what, for me, and this is so weird, is when I go to Target and I'm coming up on the paper towel aisle, and when I look around the corner and there I see nothing but green.
When you see what, Bounty?
Yes.
It's all
you see
perfect.
To me,
that's your new simple pleasure?
That's my new simple pleasure.
Is that that's COVID related, right?
It, or if I'm in any store and I'm about to walk down an aisle and no one's down there, I have it to myself.
And you don't have to do that.
All that
the weird
crap,
shuffly.
Stupid, all that. To me, that's
you know,
a simple pleasure.
My simple pleasure used to be driving on a hot day with the windows down, favorite song blaring. But now, post-COVID... My simple pleasure is sitting on a patio, mimosa in hand, laughing with friends.
Amen.
Wow.
Oh.
Simple
but then,
pleasure now.
But then I it's interrupted for me because I know when I have to get up to pee out that mimosa, I got to mask up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want a harsher vibe.
All right, well, then mine is not setting an alarm to wake up.
That
right?
Is it? Oh.
I can't remember what mine sounds like.
Here's a... Oh, God, when was
right.
the last time you had one?
It's been forever.
One of them that we were kind of debating here, eating breakfast in bed, is somebody's idea of a life little pleasure.
Okay, whose bed? Because in a hotel...
That is a very valid question.
Because if I'm in a hotel, then it's cool. But if I'm in my own bed... I'm like too careful. I don't want to get jelly on my comforter or the crumbs over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just too, you can't. Yeah.
Crumbs in the bed.
Right.
Did we just figure out that you are 12? I mean, what the hell you got jelly for?
For my toes.
Like, I'm over here.
You got a jelly on my toes.
My breakfast, I feel like Amber and I's breakfast is going to be sort of similar. She's got a little fruit cup there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little huevos rancheros, something something egg related, but
yes.
kind of fancy. And you're over here with like.
My toast, my jelly.
I
right.
some frosted flakes, some fruit loops, something. In a bowl, like
whole milk.
Who are you?
I know, but just not in my bed.
The other one that is totally mine, it's one of the number one life's little pleasures, is finding money in your pocket.
Ooh, that's so good.
And it happens to me, like, it used to happen more when we could go out, but like, drunk me would put money in places sober me never would. So I'd like put it in like a shirt pocket or in a jacket, inner pocket or whatever, and then like, 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, it's like a little surprise from your drunken self that you didn't remember that you won a bet or you like went to the ATM or whatever. And it's like a little.
That's fun.
It's a bonus
I like
cash
that.
To me, if you're drunk, it's okay. But otherwise, you're just bad at managing money.
That's completely true. And me. All right. So if you want to tell us about your simple pleasures as well, this is when we want you to call. Joni.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Life's little pleasures. What's yours?
Okay, mine was, hey, by the way, congratulations, Amber, for joining the boys.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
That's another compliment that makes her, that nice. Fills her bucket.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, that could be it right there, but I know you know who I am, right, Slacker and Steve?
Yes, Joni, of course we do.
Okay, cool. So what it was is that when I would go out, I always wanted to smell really good, so I'd wear three different perfumes, Tommy Girl, Shania Twain, and Musk. And so many people would say, what are you wearing? And I'd tell them, and they'd say, all three? And I'd say, why? Is that against the law?
That's your simple pleasure? Is
that's
to over-cologne up?
Over-cologne up, you bet. Because, you know, you sweat, you stink when you're dancing all night long.
But I smell like Shania on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put them in different body parts?
Oh, that's
I mean,
a good
are
question.
You Shania upper
you
and
it?
Like.
Mix it all over.
Oh, mix
all
it all over.
Nice.
All right. Well, that is a great
nice
simple pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you, Joni. Whitney.
Yay.
Life's little pleasures. What's yours?
All right. So I will set an alarm for every morning to wake up and see the sunrise and take just however many pictures, but it's usually more than 10. Or, yeah, around there.
Or you could...
Every day?
Yeah, every day. I love it so much, and I'll even, like, set later alarms if I wake up and I see the sunrise and, like, the sun isn't peeking through that little, like, opening in the clouds, because I know once it hits that, it'll just be just a gorgeous display of all these colors, and I will wait like the whole hour and just photograph the whole sunrise and every morning.
Wow.
That is commitment.
It really is.
Whitney, you could sleep in, just take pictures of the sun going down and just say it was the sunrise. And no one
it's
ever,
I
you
feel,
can never tell.
I can.
Yes,
I can,
you can, especially in Colorado. We've gotten the mountain range.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Thank you,
Amber, for making it obvious.
Well, the sun's rising in the west this day, I guess.
Thank you, Whitney. Dude. You think even a little before that's a great point. It's on the exact opposite side of the sky.
But I'm just lazy and I'm like, I want to sleep in, but I still want the picture.
Why don't you set a camera up for auto shoot? Set it up on time lapse. See if we'll find a way around it. Cindy.
Yay.
Life's little pleasures. What's yours?
So I know you said not to say anything about like your kids. But
no, I just mine.
When your kids have a huge accomplishment that has nothing to do with you, where their own talent just shines, that is the best feeling in the world.
That is true.
Because it makes you as a parent look good.
Oh, don't sign off on it. You know you don't feel that way.
I do feel that way. Like, I feel that way when it happens so infrequently with my... It's my fault. I've helicoptered my kids to the point where they can't do anything without being prompted. But, like, I get that. That, like, every once in a while, I'll, like, walk by and Mia's playing, like, the entertainer on her guitar. And I'm like, holy crap. I didn't teach her that. She's like... Stop. I had a parent moment. Thank you, Cindy. Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Life's little pleasures. What's yours?
Shower beer.
Ooh. Oh, slackers. No, it makes no sense.
It does.
You're in a hot shower with a cold beer that just being hot.
That's excellent. Have you ever been in like a hot tub, a bathtub? Same difference.
You get like two drinks of a cold beer and then it's hot and steamy like your shower.
No. Steve.
No. It's not.
Isn't it?
First off, if you've got it cold enough, if you've never mowed your damn lawn, grabbed a freezing cold Miller High Life.
I'll give you that.
The worst beer. It's terrible.
But it's great.
But in the shower, it's just. Yes. I was
actually torn between that and Reese's peanut butter cups, the seasonal ones, though, the really fresh ones.
The Reese's, like the Reese's Easter egg is amazing.
In the shower?
Because it's, yes. Oh. I think we're off the shower part of it. Okay. Thank you for the call, Andrew. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Life's little pleasures.
When I'm feeling down and just really crappy about myself and life in general, I just go and do something nice for someone else.
You do? Like what?
I'll put money on somebody's meal order behind me.
You do the pay it forward thing at Starbucks.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I tried it one time at Starbucks. It was like a couple weeks ago. I did the pay it forward thing and I sat in the drive thru as I went around to see if she either gave me the wave. I know you're not supposed to wait for that. She didn't give me the wave and she didn't get payment out. So she didn't continue it. I just bought her coffee and that was
you
it.
You did, because the only person that benefits is the last person line. Yeah.
And so she essentially stole the coffee from me. I mean, I know I meant to give it to her, but wasn't she? Then just give me the courtesy wave.
Okay, you are the victim in that situation.
Thank you, Steve. That fills my bucket.
Validation.
Would you recognize my victimhood? Christina?
Yay.
Life's little pleasures.
My little pleasure is cleaning my ears with a Q-tip after a shower.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, you pull out all
It's gotta be after a shower, though.
Get a good eargasm.
Eargasm.
Call it that?
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
It feels so good.
Really?
Yes.
Are they nasty?
No, mine aren't.
I was told you're not supposed to because it shoves it
all
back into your head.
I've always been told that too. That's why my ears are just full of
no eargasm for us.
You gotta find the right spot.
Ooh, okay, we still talking about
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Because Steve is getting way too curious about what you mean. Thank you, Christina. Chanel.
Yes.
Life's little pleasures.
Towel, a nice, comfortable, warm towel.
I'm not gonna lie. I would have told you you were crazy like a year ago.
Well, you have those bath
towels. Yeah. A towel.
Have like a big blanket.
My wife bought, they're called bath sheets.
Sheets.
They're massive and they're so fluffy. It's like you killed a Samoyed puppy.
Oh, wow.
I know that's not a great analogy because nobody wants to picture rubbing a dead dog on them when they get out of the shower.
I can see how that would be enjoyable.
It is great. Thank you for the call. We got to get...
Thank you.
One more in here, but I wasn't expecting this. They need VD.
Oh, voice disguiser.
Interesting.
Tammy?
Yay!
Yay!
Life's Little Pleasures, what's yours?
Oh, my little pleasure is wonderful, but I only get to enjoy it every once in a while when I get home from a hard day at work and my roommates aren't home.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
And you had to have VD because they listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What are their names?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.